In Georgia, the state legislature goes into session today, and one issue getting a lot of attention. The National Rifle Association wants Georgians to be able to keep guns in their cars, even if their employers don't want weapons on company property. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capilouto reports.
Georgia is the latest battleground for one of the NRA's top priorities. The NRA has been on the issue since 2004 after an Oklahoma company fired employees when guns were found in their vehicles. NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre says businesses shouldn't fall prey to the anti-gun lobby.
There is an active campaign on the part of some of the anti-Second Amendment groups to encourage every corporate human resources department to post every business in the country off limits to firearms.
LaPierre worries that people with concealed weapons permits could be left with no place to take their guns. The Georgia Chamber of Commerce opposes the bill. Chamber lobbyist Joe Fleming says while Georgia is considered a gun-friendly state, it's also one that values private property rights.
Business should be able to make decisions about whether or not firearms are allowed at their workplace. And that's not a government decision, it's a business decision.
Several states have passed similar legislation. Last year in Oklahoma, a judge ruled that state's law conflicted with federal worker safety regulations and struck it down. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.